Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Respected listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah, we welcome you to this program. It is our interview segment. The day today is the 19th of Dhul Hijjah 1446. And it's corresponding to the Gregorian calendar, the 16th of June 2025. Let's welcome Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussain Saab. Our topic of discussion is Iran. Mufti Saab, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum wa zayid khan. Jazakallahu khairan.
Mufti Saab, give us the latest what's currently happening in Iran and Israel.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulil kareem. Amma ba'd. All praise due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings, and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Habibuna Mustafa Rahmatul Lil Alameen, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Yes, indeed, today is the 19th of Zulhijjah, 1446, in few countries, including South Africa. And 80-90% of the countries today is the 20th of Zulhijjah, 1446. Few announcements, then we go into the topic. Number one is that last night, my brother Abdul Hamid, so he sent me a message that his wife, Sister Hajra, passed away. Then we contacted one another and we spoke on the phone. So he told me that Janaza will be 10 o'clock today. And I asked him, as I announced it on the radio, there won't be any change. He said, no, announce it, there won't be change. So anyway, this morning, Fajr time, then they told me, no, it is changed. 11 o'clock is picked up. Pick up at 11:15. So anyway, after Fajr, I went to the house. There was nobody there. It was just by Abdul Hamid there and his daughter, Hafiza Apa Razia. She's blind and Allah give her sabr, give by Abdul Hamid. The entire family, sabr Jameel, and you know, they're going to rebury, meaning reopen the grave of the marhuma, Sister Hajra, her mother's grave. So she only buried in her mother's grave. So therefore, they changed the time. So I sent it out on all the platforms that we have and to inform you, and Moaz Zaid also announced it, I'm sure. So anyway, pickup time will be 11 o'clock this morning and 11:15 janaza. We will be there, inshallah, for the janaza and that. So Allah ta'ala grant the marhuma jannat al-firdaus al-a'la. Allah ta'ala make it easy for our sister, that is Hafiza Apa Razia, and our brother Abdul Hamid as well. Second one is this, today they say Youth Day. This incident took place 50 years ago, 76, 16 June. So when the apartheid forces, remember, shot the innocent children and people there in Soweto and so forth, they did not want the Afrikaans. But where are we today? Can you say the ANC or the Government of National Unity are really showing respect to who? The people who fought for this freedom. And so in my answer, in my response is 90% no. So remember, what respect you showing? Nothing. The only thing you're doing is looting, stealing and corruption is the order of the day, and enriching yourself and your families. A and C, if you break it up, you will see 10, 20, 30,000 of them have become super elite. Not multi-millionaire, multi-billionaires they have become. And you look at Tom or Joe, Jack, you understand, the carpenter, the plumber, the builder. Under apartheid, he was better off as far as finances go than today. We're not saying apartheid. We know what is apartheid. Nobody has to teach us that. So apartheid must be condemned in the strongest form. But what you, ANC, are doing, and Government of National Unity, three-quarters of you, good for nothing. You're incompetent and you're not fit to be there. And you know that yourself. You're just there because we are the fools to pay for your taxes and pay for your wages and all these type of things with our tax money. I mean, truth must be told, you know. So that is true. So the third one is this. Before you go to what's happening now, and that a very brief history of Iran, I'll give you the Gregorian calendar so it'll make life easy for you to understand. So here, Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam's demise takes place, remember, in the year 632. Gregorian calendar, okay? So in 640, after the Khilafat of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu warda, then comes the Khilafah and the reign and the rule of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu. So around 640, Iran was conquered by the Muslims, by Sahaba, Sa'd ibn Waqas and others and so forth. So this is crucial for you to understand. And you, especially the esteemed listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, from the year around 640, 641, right up to 1500, 1501. So you work out the math yourself, work it out, 640 to 1500. So it is 760 years. This is right what I said. So you must remember that. So 760 years, Iran was a Sunni country. And what great contribution they made. You look at Sahaba, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam praised Salman Farsi and said, Huwa minna is from the Ahlul Bayt. The Quran Sharif teaches us in Surah 62, Surah Jumu'ah, Wa akharina minhum lamma yalhaqu bihim, chapter 62, verse 3. So they asked Nabi alayhi wa sallam, who are these people? The Master alayhi wa sallam said, Huwa wa qawmuhu. So he is, how many years I said?
760.
Is right what I said, right? Gee. Yeah. So you must remember that. So 760 years, Iran was a Sunni country, Muslim country, everything. So Salman Farsi radiallahu anh, so the ayat of Quran is speaking about them. And Imam Abu Hanifa rahimahullah is a Persian himself. Allama Jalaluddin Suyuti rahimahullah. Remember, he's a Pakka, 100% Shafi scholar. But he wrote a whole book on the manaqib and the virtues of Imam Abu Hanifa rahimahullah. And he quoted these verses here to show the people of Faris and Persia and Iran and all that, you must remember. Then what happened? Now, how come the change from 1501 and so forth? So you see tasawwuf, Sufi azam, you get whatever you do call it. So tazkiyah is a proper word actually. Tasawwuf also is man-made and Sufism also is oriental. So the proper term you must use, like yesterday's Q&A, I told people, we must give currency to the term Hijaz Muqaddas. If you study our old Akabir of the 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, they would never say Saudi Arabia. Saudi Arabia came into existence in when? 19th? You must remember 32, so you must remember these things there. And Al-Mamlakatul Arabiyyah to Saudiya and all that, and they say Khilafat al-Rashida and all nonsense. Hukunat Khilafat Hukumat al-Rashida, all nonsense talk, all that. Yesterday I sent to you, Mawzaid, that he, MBS, is not Waliyul Amr, he's Waliyul Khamr. You see that? He's in charge of all the alcohol, making legal and alcohol, all that permissible. Haram is murtad. So anyway, so you get good tazkiyah, good tasawuf, where the people teach according to Quran and Sunnah. And you get the corrupted one, the man and woman all intermingling. There's music, there's dancing and so forth. So many, even today. How many has corruption in tasawuf? You must remember that. People got more respect and of the teaching of the Sheikh compared to Allah Ta'ala and Nabi alayhi salam teaching. How many times a year our Maulvis and others who are very deep in this, if you listen to their 10, 15 minute lecture, he'll say, my Sheikh, 10 times. And Allah's name, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's name, 1-2 times maybe. So what are you doing? You must remember that. That is not the soul of jahalat that, you must remember that. You're making hulu with your Sheikh and all these type of things. And to say, my Sheikh, it smacks of pride and arrogance already. You must say, our Sheikh, what? My Sheikh, and all these kind of things. So we must be very clear on these issues here. Therefore, yesterday Q&A, I said that tasawuf I don't agree with. Where you must remember, people are wearing turbans and all these type of thing, and you tell them, no, you mustn't wear the turban every day, you must wear this kind of topi, how our Sheikh wears. Understood? So that is not Islam, that is the hulu, you must remember this. And you're going against the teaching practice of Nabi alayhi salam, which is very serious. Surah 24, verse 63. فَلْيَحْذَرِ الَّذِينَ يُخَالِفُونَ عَنْ أَمْرِهِ أَنْ تُصِيبَهُمْ فِتْنَةٌ أَوْ يُصِيبَهُمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ. Those people, they should beware who are going against the teaching of Nabi alayhi salatu salam. Either calamity will strike them or a terrible, painful punishment. Surah Nur, chapter 24, total verses 64. This is verse 63, second last verse of Surah Nur. So there was a character, his name was Ismail Safavi. You see that? So this Ismail Safavi and them came, you must remember. So now he started playing like Buzruk, you know. Made of board, Bara Peer who, Murshid who, Sheikh who, and I'm a big Sheikh and Holy. So every day, you must remember, masses are asses, you know. Every day a sucker is born. You know how in English you say. So then people, they fall for these kind of people, you see that. And then what happens? So you must remember, he built up so many murids and disciples and whatever else you want to call. First thing he did, he went after the Sunni ulama and they slaughtered them, you must remember. And that is how the Safavi regime came into power. And then when the revolution took place, not Islamic revolution, Shia revolution in 79, so then Athawratu, in Arabic you say Athawratu Shi'iyya, La Athawratu al-Islami, Athawra means revolution. So we should know these are basic things. But Al-Asafi Shadid, if you ask our students in Darul Uloom, majority, 80-90%, Nam Takbine Sunnah. Do you understand? So that is the truth, which is very sad, you know. Therefore, the fuqaha have written, Ballam ya'arif ahla zamani fa wajahilun. People who don't know what's going on here in the world, they're not actually, in the true sense, ulama. Do you understand? Ulama are those, you know Quran, you know Sunnah, you know Sahaba, you know the four schools, you know Awliyaullah, you know what's going on current affairs. That is the ulama, what khashya, obviously. So then only, so today we need to be very careful with all these things there. So that is just introduction I gave you. But Allah's help, Allah's fazal, I went in 2013, I landed there on the 1st of Rabiul Awwal Monday. And I came back on the 13th, the Saturday. So we have some experience when I hear these names. So I say, I went here. So the first point you must understand, Yahud, the Jews, Zionists, our worst enemies. Quran says that, chapter 5, verse number 82. لَتَجِدَنَّ أَشَدَّ النَّاسِ عَدَاوَةً لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا الْيَهُودِ وَالَّذِينَ أَشْرَكُوا. I'm on record saying this and I'm repeating and reiterating this. Anybody attacks the interests of America, attacks the interests of the Jews and Israel, we will support them. Whether it's Muslim or non-Muslim. You see that? You must remember that. And you say, how can you say that? The Hadith says that in Bukhari Sharif, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَيُعَيِّدُ هَذَا الدِّينَ بِرَجُلِ الْفَاجِرِ. Sometimes, verily, Allah Ta'ala uses non-Muslims to promote the deen and have the deen. Look at Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's own Sirah Mubarakah. The Master alayhi salatu salam, from the age of 8 onwards till 50, 51, who really defended him? Father passed away before the Milad Mubarak, mother passed away, grandfather passed away. So now the uncle, Abu Talib, Abu Talib hadith in Bukhari Sharif is in Jahannam. Quran teaches us, إِنَّكَ لَا تَهَدِي مَنْ أَحْبَبْتَ. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam loved him, but he had no iman. You see that? So, for 42 years, he defended Nabi alayhi salam, but he's end up in Jahannam, no Iman, no Islam. So, sometimes, so what you will say? I'm asked what you will say. You got no other answer but to say that in Islam, sometimes Allah Ta'ala uses non-Muslims for the upliftment of Islam. That's the only answer you can give. Can you give any other answer? You can't give any other answer. So you must remember that. But sometimes our people don't understand. So now these are both haramis, both are shaitans. This side is the Jutlas and this side are the Shias. Shia, we must never speak from our books. Our books mean nothing to them. They tell you go through it in the waste, the dustbin, you see. So from your books, we prove to you, the book is called Rijalul Kashi. Kashi is a place named in Iran. So the book's name is Rijalul Kashi, Allama no Bakhti. They say Allama, so therefore we just use it. Allama no Bakhti, and they wrote in there, they say the founding father of Shia Azam Kana Yahudi, and he was a Jew. So it is father and son fighting. You see that? Both haramis. But we must support Iran. So you tell me why. Manid da'a shay'an falad dalil. If you go to Iran today, after all this, the dust settled, they will give you pamphlets, all that PR, you know, all that their public relations, tourism. They will tell you the breakdown and the demographics and all that. That 90% are Shia, this way, that way, all. And remember, 10%, 9% are Sunni. That's a lie, right? So, and our ulama also and people also make another exaggeration. They will tell you 40-50%. That's wrong also. So we must always look for justice, even with our enemy. So, you know, Quran says that, you see, that Quran says, you must remember that, وَلَا يَجْرِمَنَّكُمْ شَنَعَانُ قَوْمٍ عَلَىٰ أَلَّا تَعْدِلُوا اِعْدِلُوا هُوَ أَقْرَبُ لِلتَّقْوَىٰ. Do not let the hatred of a nation make you forget and conveniently you don't do justice. But your enemy also must be justice. Quran is telling us. So you can break it down to 20, 25, maximum 30%. You see, Sunni population there. So between 20, 30 is a good estimate. So of Sunnis living in Iran currently, you're right? So therefore, we must support them and so forth and so on. Although they don't have much say in the political arena and so forth. Next one, if you go to Quran. Now all this you must remember, Mozaid. It's for you also a lesson, and a lesson for all the entire Ummah and so forth. You see, today the tragedy is, there was a big sheikh, he was a member in Cairo in Egypt. You see, he belonged to the Al-Ikhwan. His name also was Abdul Qadir. Sheikh Abdul Qadir Awdah. You see that? You just Google it, Abdul Qadir Awdah. Egypt, you see. He wrote one book. He wrote one in Arabic, they translated it in English. The Incapable Ulama and the Ignorance of the Ummah. Some title like that it is, which is very true. So if you ask the scholars today, solve this problem, what will you say? That we ourselves, we're not, that's why they don't want to discuss these modern day issues, because we don't know how to handle it. You understand? Is there, Sheikh Abdul Qadir Awdah?
Sí.
What's the title of that book? He wrote this book. I had one, two nice books of his, understood? So, he got a nice title also. Understand? So, anyway, so the point I'm making here is this. I just give you just two, three verses and see how relevant they are. Number one, Quran says, وَكَذَٰلِكَ نُوَلِّي بَعْدَ الظَّالِمِينَ بَعْدًا بِمَا كَانُوا يَكْسِبُونَ. So, Allah will place one zalim upon the other. You see? And then they will destroy one another. So you must remember, let's use the word Dajjal, or we use the word Khabis. Both are appropriate, it doesn't matter. So we will say Israel is Dajjal, big Dajjal. And we won't say biggest one will still come. And we will say Iran also is Dajjal, but a little bit smaller one, you see, like that. So you know, you go there to Mina, you find the Jamarat. Jamara Suhara, then Husta, then Kubra, you see. So like that. So the big Dajjal was still there. So this one's here, they like that. So but Iran is a little bit less compared to Israel, because they got Sunnis there and so forth and so on and all that, right? So we must remember. So they don't have the book there. Just check his books. Wakadalika Nuwalli. So I want to give you the reference of these verses, and then we'll give you something very ajeeb, which our ulama should be speaking about, but they don't speak about it, you see. So Almighty Allah, Jalla wa Allah, speaks about how He, Allah knows His hikmatullah baligha, what we know, what our puny little brains. So we will place one zalim upon the other, bima kanu yaksibun, because of what they earned. Chapter 6, Surah An'am, and verse number 129. You got it now? Surah An'am, chapter 6, verse 129. Okay, so that is it. Let's go to the ending of Surah Muhammad. You see that? That with the name after Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and that is chapter number 47. Okay? So that is chapter 47 of the Noble Quran, and it's entitled Surah Muhammad. The ulama call it Suratul Qital, because they're the war. Now go to the surah, and you, Mozaid, I'm addressing you also now. Go to the last verse of Surah Muhammad. And what number is that? Verse number 38. So chapter 47, verse 38. Allah is saying, "Wa in tatawallaw," if you, the Arabs, first and foremost, they the audience. Then if you, the Muslims, you see, so the rulers and that, you turn away from Quran, Sunnah, all that. Yastabdil qawman ghayrakum. Allah will change, replace you with another nation, with other people. Thumma la yakunu amsalakum. Then the second group, your substitute, and who came there to replace you, they will not be like you. So then Sahaba asked, who are these people who will replace the first group, Ya Rasulullah? Then Salman Farsi was sitting there, you see. So then Nabi alayhi sallam pointed, gestured to him and said, Huwa wa qawmuhu. Go open Tirmidhi Sharif in Kitab al-Tafsir. You will find it under this verse. Chapter 47, verse 38. Go open Tafsir Ibn Kathir. By Ibn Kathir, you will find the incident there. Go open Tafsir Qurtubi, Allama Qurtubi, Maliki scholar. Ibn Kathir is Shafi'i. So he also mentioned it. Go open Tafsir Ma'ariful Quran, Hazrat Mufti Shafi Sahib, Hanafi scholar. He also wrote it. I checked it all up. And remember, go and check, you must remember current tafsir. So you got Tafsir Munir, which I consider to be one of the great tafsir currently, and I met him also, Sheikh Waba Zuhaili. I saw it in that also, same thing is written. And remember our Ustad, Sheikh Muhammad Ali Sabuni, he edited the work, Tanwirul Adhan, there also same thing is written. So if you take a hadith kitab, it is mentioned in Tirmidhi, it is mentioned in Hakim, Mustad al-Hakim, it is mentioned in Bayhaqi. So how can you reject that? So this is a great, great virtue for Abna'u Faris, the people of Persia. Iranians, call them whatever you want. But we will qualify it and say the Sunnis, the true Muslims. I told you Salman Farsi, radiallahu anhu, Sahabi, radiallahu anhu. Look at hadith. Your Imam Muslim bin Hajjaj, Nasapur, where is Nasapur? It's in Iran. So you must remember that. You see Ibn Majah, he's from where? Qazwin, it's Iran. You look at your fuqaha, Imam Abu Hanifa, rahimahullah, and then from Iran. So if you write it down, this Imam Muhammad bin Hassan Shaybani, after this Iranian revolution of Khomeini, the Kafir, and them, so they, you see, if you go to Iran, so this side is Tehran, and next to it, they are called twin cities, is Ray. You hear of Imam Razi and all that. So you must remember that, so he's buried in Ray, Imam Muhammad bin Hassan Shaybani. So remember that. So these Shias can naam nishan ko khatam kar diya. You can walk every day, you'll never know where he's buried. So that is what they did. They destroyed the shrines or the mazar or whatever you want to call it, the graves of the great, great ulama of the Sunnis and so. You see? So you must know. So currently what's happening, so we support Iran. You can quote me anywhere. You must remember that. Why we support Iran? Because Israel are the biggest haramis. Today they crying. I sent it out now. If you're on my groups and all that, on my status, you can see it. They begging. They say we will become like Gaza, and we better call Trump, and he must intervene, and let us come to an agreement with Iran. What is the sticking point? Iran says we want to go nuclear. So I say, if Israel can go nuclear, why can't Iran go nuclear? And you haramis got 300-400 nuclear. So why can't they go one nuclear, two nuclear? This Arab tanpur dictators, haramis, murtad, ghaddar, shayateen, auladu, iblis, Saudi Arabia, Emirates, Jordan, Egypt, Morocco, Bahrain, all haramis this. What Muslim you telling me about them? They say America will give us your security. Israel will give us. Therefore they're normalizing. And the Julani also another shaitan. So what good are they? Quran says, وَعِدُّ لَهُمْ مَسْتَطَعْتُمْ مِنْ قُوَّةِ. You must prepare to the best of your ability against the enemy. And you haramis, go bring all the soccer players who are gays, half of them. You go bring all this bikini beaches and cinema, and that is your progress. You're Muslim. Pakka kafirs you are. You must remember that. So Iran, we 100% with them. I saw what they can do. Remember that they finished Israel up in 3 days. Friday, Saturday, Sunday, already last yesterday. They're saying, you, international community, America, Europe, and this one, UK, please help us, please help us. You see? Imagine in 3 days, go to Tel Aviv, go to Beit Ham, go to Haifa, go to other places. You'll see, they flattened them up, you must remember. They never ever expected such a hiding. The settlers are catching it. All this, they talk nonsense, you know. 30, 20 people died. It's over 100 people of the Israelis sent to hell. And me, I'm very happy about it. You can quote me anywhere, I'm live on radio. If you know Surah Rum, it was a fight between two kafirs. Allah described it. وَيَوْمَ إِذِي يَفْرَحُ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ بِنَصْرِ اللَّهِ. You see, go read the Sabab and Nuzul and that. It wasn't a fight between Muslim and non-Muslim. It was a fight between two non-Muslims. But the Muslims got very happy because the Ahle Kitab warned against the Mushriks. You see that? So yeah, Iran got 30%, 20% Muslim. So mashallah, if they win, so we must be happy. But we have to apologize and all that. We say one settler, one bullet, finish the whole bloody Israel up, you understand? So what the hell we have to worry about? If you want world peace, finish them up. You must remember that our leader, I said it this morning, he's our sheikh, he's our leader. Sheikh, we Hamas. Remember, you can quote anywhere. We part of Hamas. So remember that. So our leader, Sheikh Ahmad Yasin, Nawar Allah Umar Qadar, who said, زوال إسرائيل في 27. In the year 2027, there'll be no more Israel. It's not some wahi or something, it's an opinion. But the way things are going, it will go in that direction. Inshallah, inshallah. So remember that, if you see, I just finished on this point here. There's so many discussions. Netanyahu, the war criminal said, that first we want to finish this Hamas and all of them. The barbaric terrorists, that's the Harami's word. They're the biggest barbarians and monkeys and swines, and that's what Quran calls them, donkeys. So chapter 5, verse 60, chapter 62, verse 5. Second one is this, we want to finish Iran. Iran can't have nuclear. America says so, Europe says so, does that. Today, G7, that is on the agenda. So I'm asking, answer this one question, why can Israel have nuclear and Iran can't? They say, no, Holocaust. So I say, but you all made Holocaust everywhere. Afghanistan, you made Holocaust. Then you made Holocaust in Iraq. You made Holocaust now in Gaza. What is all that? So all these countries must have, send nuclear and so forth. Two. Third one, you must remember, they said, after that, we must finish Pakistan up. Netanyahu said. So we don't speak out of that. You can go Google it and check it up. So when you're going to finish Pakistan up? So they tried it. America, Israel, India, France. And they want to finish Pakistan. Allah's Qudrat, Allah's mercy, Allah's fazal, benevolent grace and mercy came. Pakistan, they finished the final action. But China have them, Turkey have them, Azerbaijan have them, and they pulled off a spectacular victory against all these haramis. You see that? So the Pakistan pilots, Allah's help. And that is how you must. They want to finish their Pakistan nuclear and everything up. So that is the real politics we must understand. So therefore, we must support Iran, make dua, Allah give them also hidayat, and Allah use them to finish up Israel. And Trump don't want to get involved. He had a big bash, birthday bash. He said 100,000 people will come, 1,000, 2,000 people. 5 million people in a weekend marched against Trump and his administration. 5 million, you see. Go Google it, you will find all authentic news. So remember, so all haramis, these type of things. So they know that Iran now has learned from Palestine. We must go. Not that we trust the Shia. The Shia, the big shaitan haramis, they always stabbed us on the back. But they will go for broke this time because they killed their main guys, you see. So they weren't just forget and forgive. Last point, Iran says we got stockpile of missiles and all this ballistic missile, and China is helping them, Russia is helping them, North Korea is helping them, Pakistan is in the mix also, you see. If Israel attack them on nuclear, Pakistan say we will unleash nuclear also. So all this is happening, but they say 6 months we can carry on, Iran. And these haramis say they can't carry on. You must remember that. So it's enough time now. We must go for news, inshallah. So let the news play, inshallah, of this thing. Yeah, and the janazah will be 11:15, 11 o'clock pickup of Brother Abdul Hamid's wife, inshallah.
From us and the team, jazakumullah khairan. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.